Welcome to New Realities. My name is Alan Steinfeld, and this program is about the evolution of consciousness. And that means we are beings, conscious beings in a physical body, and we have to integrate the two into an awakened awareness. So for so long, people have thought their bodies was just something to carry around their consciousness, but their bodies are actually intricate to their whole spiritual development. And that's what tonight's guest, Tatiana Lisak, has to talk about. She's doing a special workshop called The Sacred Woman, but it also applies to men in the sense that we have to find ourselves back in our bodies. Welcome, Tatiana. How are you tonight?
I'm awesome. I'm good. Thank you, Alan.
She is an awesome, beautiful being, and she has developed an inner awareness of a sacredness inside herself. So how did you develop this awareness of your body?
I think it starts from my parents.
What happened with your
parents? My parents was very loving to me and very respectful. Mm-hmm. They never was trying to tell me who I am, what I have to do. Mm-hmm. And they always very respect me, and they bring me into the world of love animals, of love people, of love myself.
Were they very open with their sexuality as well?
I don't think at that time in my country, which is Ukraine, and Soviet Union, was very open to sexuality. But I think they did well.
Because sexuality is a big part of your work. And how did you get so, very liberal, very expansive about this idea of sexuality?
Well, I think I'm the person who likes to go into fight with something which is forbidden.
Mm.
So I like to just go through things. And I was always feeling not right that people are just making love as sex. Or
Unconsciously.
Unconsciously, right. And I'm making love only when I'm in love.
You make love when you want love.
When
so,
I'm in love, yes.
So love and sex are connected.
Love and sex are connected. It's the same.
Love is sex.
Well, love is good sex.
Love is good sex. And sex is good love.
And good sex is love.
But do you really love the person you're having sex with?
I do.
Okay. Well, that's fine. If you do, it's great. But, no, get back to, because your work is with women, really, and you teach women about the value of their love and their body.
I teach women about value of love, of value of their own self, their femininity, of value of their heart, their feelings, their senses. But value of relationship with a man they do. And the most of the things is that we should really value our life, our time, our energy.
So we do, but somehow in this culture we've disconnected. We have, people work for survival. They work, they exhaust their bodies to take a vacation. I never could understand that concept, They work really, really hard, and then they take it. It's like people are living for their vacation instead of living for themselves.
Well, from 16 years old, I had to work a lot in the jobs that I don't really like, but it's also benefit me in some parts, and I learn a lot from that. But I was always just have responsibility for myself, for my family. My mother was sick, and I was like 10 years maybe I spent my life to work on something that was not really me.
So what did you learn from that?
I learned from that as soon as I managed my situation and my family situation, I was just so desperate for freedom and being just doing what I want to do and being with the person that I want to be really in love and to give myself to the person who really excites me and all that.
You are a beautiful romantic. You are like... But what, so you do these women workshops, these sacred women workshops, and what's sort of the structure of those workshops? How do you, set it up? It's a three-day workshop, and people come. Talk about that whole process.
I'm starting with meet each other and truly open ourselves into each other to understand that we are all different, but we're all the same. We have some dreams, same complications, same questions. And we just understand it, and we understand that support and share and being transparent is very important for us to support each other, to achieve our true nature, to achieve our dreams through that.
Through what?
Through know who we are, through honesty. Ourselves, because
mm-hmm.
we all lie to ourselves so much. Sometimes.
Well, give me an example of that.
Because the survival instinct. Sometimes we are going into a situation where we just think that we have to do something because we need to survive, and then we are not feel very comfortable with that. So we starting to lie to ourselves that it's our choice. Which is not, and then it's become a big lie, and then we don't know how to get out of it. And it hurts.
Can you give me a specific example of something in your life?
In my life.
Yeah, let's put all the cards on the table and let's see. Let's see what's really gone on with you.
In my life, I was and some poor time of 90s in Russia was very hard time, and I saw how my parents suffer without being stable, without financial abundance. So I concentrated myself a lot into find that for myself, mm-hmm. and to have security, to have money, to have social status. And I was good in that. I was doing business. I had a boyfriend who supported me a lot. But after a couple of years, I found out that I don't see colors. I don't feel smells. I cry every day. And I couldn't understand why.
You sort of lost your zest for life, huh?
Sorry?
You lost your zest, your feeling for life.
And I so much convinced myself that this is my choice and this is the best for me that I couldn't go out of it. And all my friends I was surrounded was the same. So any advice I could get is the same. Everything was gray and hopeless for some time. Until I got my trip to beautiful country, India. And then something, what I put in jail, my view, my honesty, myself, part of myself, it just come out. And I came back from India. I was living in Europe, in Switzerland, one of the best countries in the world, had businesses, had social, I was okay. And then I understand that I have to start everything again, but from my heart, from my soul, from what I want. And I was really bored. I was looking for spirituality. I was looking for deep connection. I was looking for love, for really connect with someone on a sensitive, deep level. And as soon as I face it, it comes to my life. And I had to give up on all my comfort. and start from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to travel around the world and meet special people like Alan Spencer, New Realities.
That was one person. No, but I liked what you were saying. I didn't like, but it was, you said you were just living a regular, normal life and you felt like you were missing life itself. You know, things, there were no colors, things were dull.
On the level I was passionate about, on the deep level, on the really deep level, truth of myself and truth of my relationship and truth of my, of what I'm doing.
So when you look around, is that true of most people? You look outside, are most people unconscious, automatic, without life that you see?
When I do my workshops and when I meet women, we are all lying to ourselves and kind of trying to adjust ourselves into the situation we are in because we are scared of change and we don't really know how to get out of matrix, you can say.
Yeah, matrix, the matrix.
We create for ourselves. Or we just, we're not surrounded enough by people who can lift us up by just their presence.
So how do you get out of the matrix, out of the routine, the rat race, whatever you want to call it?
I think I had that very deep call into change, into something I didn't know what, but it took a lot of courage for me to step out of my comfort zone and chakra, which is responsible for comfort, into heart chakra, when you just risk and just step into you don't know what, but you just trust that something beautiful happened to you.
So is that, how do you help women to do that? How do you...
Through my workshop, I just bring women to different points of view, how they can do, and to meditations to connect to their self, real truth, how to connect to music, how to connect to their senses, how to understand men, understand how men perceive relation, reality, and
how do men perceive? Instead of what? Well, go finish your
instead of complain, don't understand, and being sad, instead of that, just understand and enjoy and play. And
so how do you think men perceive? What do you tell these women about men? I'm curious what the other side is saying.
Well, how do men perceive? Men perceive as a man.
So, what does that mean? I mean, I think I know what it means, but what does it mean to a woman to perceive like a man?
Oh, let me think. To give you a good example. For example, we give to our men when we love, we give in love relationship something what we would like to have. We would like to have understanding, whereas men doesn't really understand why you have to have understanding, or we want a flow of love, or we want different things, but many things what we give, we ask men to give us, forgetting that men is opposite of us.
What way? What do you think men want? Women want understanding, compassion, but what do you think men want? And I'll tell you what they really want.
I think the four of the main need of men right now in that world, right now,
mm-hmm.
It's openness.
Men need, but do they want? Men don't want it, but you're saying men need that.
Need and want.
I don't know if men, that would not be the first thing I would think men I want openness. They...
That all four things I'm going to
okay,
say,
okay.
It's going to be all of them going to be first.
Okay.
The first is going to be openness. It's when woman just open and natural and saying what she wants and help you to make you happy instead of play game with you what you don't know the rule. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, women, she want men to guess what she wants.
Women want men to guess what they want.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and then men cannot guess what she wants. She's like, well, I'm sorry, you lose.
So men are always wrong, right? Because women are always...
It's like you play a game, you don't give a rule. So men call in your game, go around and on and on.
You don't play that. You tell women to stop playing games.
I say to stop to play this game and give men rules. And
tell men what you want.
Yes.
That women don't know what they want. That's the problem.
First, I tell them what they want.
What do they want, women?
What women want?
Well, let's get to men, and then we'll get to women. Okay. What do you think? What are the 4 points that men want?
So openness, mm-hmm. natural transparency.
Okay.
Second is time and space. To wait for his own time when he's gonna do something.
Men need their own space and their own space. I agree with that.
They just need peace. Peace in doing things and to be sure that women are happy and is what they do, even if it's not so fast as she wants, because we have difference in perception of time. For women, time goes faster than for men.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
It looks like that a lot.
So you're giving me what...
Just a second.
Okay, but you're telling me what you think what women think men want. What you're saying men want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't know if I agree, but go ahead.
And the third,
mm-hmm.
well, wait, but be ready. Be ready when the opportunity comes.
Wait, men?
Help.
Men, you're saying men need to be ready?
No, women need to wait, but when things start to happen, women have to support. What we want all from each other.
Well, give me a specific. I'm not sure exactly what you mean.
Well, for example, I would like my man...
To give you a massage?
to give me a new home.
You want your man to give you a new
home? For example.
Okay.
And my man working.
Okay.
And he wants to support.
Uh-huh.
This is from ancient time when men went to hunt the mammon.
That's right.
It's in his nature to support. But if I'm going to complain... It's not going to be...
You mean like, yet. Where's my new house already?
Yeah, like, are you... What are you doing there, right? Where is my house? Why am I still living in, I don't know, 3 rooms I have? Why not 5 or whatever?
Are you complaining about my place? No, but... Okay, but that's what women want. You're giving me what
Women want different things. Just simple, very, very simple example.
Okay, but I want to get back to what men want, and then you tell me what women want, right? You're telling me the list. You would say...
You just told me to give you examples.
Okay, yeah, I know.
Instead of complain, just enjoy your life right now and enjoy beauty, and if you're with that man, that means that you trust him and that he's gonna bring it to you.
Yeah.
Why we need a man? We don't need a man. We just need a man to play. We don't need a man to bring you things. We don't need a man to get from him something. We need to support each other, to play, to enjoy.
That's why I'm here.
I know.
So, thank you. But so, men want openness, they want to support the woman. What else? It's true. What else do men, you think, want?
Okay.
The third thing.
Third thing. Men want to accept him how he is.
That's true. I'll agree with you on that.
Accept him. Adore him.
That's true. Men want to be adored for who they are. Yes.
Of course. And women, as she has perception of time, a little bit shorter, she's always asking things, and it's not that she's in her own jail of of pattern, which is just make her not happy and make her mind very uncomfortable. For example, not far ago, I met a man and I was talking to him about his life and his relationship. And he's divorcing, and I was like, so what's wrong? And he told me, you know, I'm tired to come back to the home where I am the reason of all woman unhappiness and problem.
So in his home, the woman he was with made him, well, that's, I mean, people, women, men are always blaming some other people for their unhappiness. That's not that.
Women blame right now men a lot.
And men blame women. I mean, I'm still blaming my mother, you know? No, I'm kidding.
Stop it.
I have stopped it. I've grown up. But, no, people are like that. They don't want to take responsibility. They still blame other people for, I know, stop it. And I've stopped it. And
so what is your point?
I'm saying it's not just women that do that. It's men that do that. People do that in general.
Yes, it's true. But if someone from this too change and bring more beauty in, another person maybe will not be sure for some time, but at some point will turn and open, will make progress, make more deepness, make more connection. This is so. I just, because I'm a woman, I'm working with women and trying to turn them into joy and playfulness.
Well, yeah, I understand. No, my point was just to see what's the difference between men and women. Where there's a difference, men want something different than what women want, and I'm trying to understand how you think as a woman. And then I'll give you what men really want.
Okay. It's fun. So four things.
Yeah.
Peace. When you come back home and you know that someone waiting for you.
Men want that.
Yeah. And someone really beautiful waiting for you, and someone really loves you and give you that peace and give you that love and give you that feeling that you're the king of the world.
Yeah, I want that. I do want that. I do. Yes, thank you. Ding, 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 ding. And sir. Yeah, I mean, that's...
Especially right now in that unpeaceful world.
Well, the world's always been.
When you come home and you have someone who fights with you, you just feel that you're in the war outside, you're in the war inside, you are... This is what I heard from men. Just not. Well, if I would be man, I would be pissed off as well. So I come back home to relax, and my woman give me, instead of support me, give me more, you know, more energy that I have to fight for. All the men prefer to come back home and know that there is a friend.
Right. Well, I think it starts with the whole organic relationship. The relationship is about togetherness and supporting each other. That's the foundation. After the romance, after all that, after the honeymoon is over, there's two people that are there to support who they want to be and who they are in the world. That is my idea for a relationship.
But also, we sometimes use talk in some sense, in some energies, what we are. Some people even don't realize what you just said. Some people are there just because survival instinct.
Right. That's one level of relationship. They're in with someone, and they're, and that person's with them because they, it's automatic, it's unconscious. And
even when people in conscious relations, they still have been stuck sometimes and fell sometimes. Mm-hmm. We are all human. Sometimes we are failing and we need someone to...
Right, to just hold on.
Just say hello.
Hello.
But you're better than that.
No, of course we need that. That's why we need friends. That's why we need relationships. That's why we need each other for that support. I agree. So that's what you think men want. I agree on most of that. What do women want? That's what I've been trying to understand for 40 something years, 15 years?
The most of the women, it's that first woman want to feel that she's good.
So women want men to assure them that they're good? I'm not sure what good means.
Just good, goodness.
That they're a good person, they're a good woman, they're good.
It's very important for men to want this, to feel that he's achieving something in life. And it's very important for women to know that she's just good for her man, for her friends.
It's not important for women to know they've achieved something?
It's important, but if they don't feel that they're good on that, they're unhappy. They wake up and they don't understand why they wake up.
So the most important thing you're saying to me as a woman is to feel like they're good, like they're a good person.
And even if some woman thinks that they need perfect man with perfect salary, with perfect look, with perfect, with everything perfect, even if woman thinks that, in the end, when women meet a man who just knows the key to her heart and the special word, open her beauty and to show her beauty to herself, then it's
what is that special key word to the heart?
For every woman, there is a different key.
Well, what's your key? You don't have to tell me. People just email you all the time with that word, and then you really have some problems. But so you're saying there's a special key to every woman's heart? Well, that's news to me. I'm glad you're telling me. It took me all this time just to find out that. Wait, there's a special, and that's a word?
I'm waiting for a time when you're going to dress as a woman and come to my workshop.
At first, I have to understand who I am before I do that. Oh, to be as a spy, you mean, so I can really understand? No, you're giving me the workshop right here.
Okay.
So you're saying, I just want to absorb this. Every woman wants to hear something special, but it's different for every woman.
Not only hear, feel.
Feel something special. Feel something.
No, you know, woman, no. She knows. You can think, you can analyze. Woman, she knows.
She knows what?
She knows everything.
She knows if the man is really going to be there for her. Is that what you mean?
She just feel much more than men think.
No, I agree. Women are more sensitive, more aware, more, in touch maybe with their deeper emotional body. That would be some way of putting it.
Yeah. It's all my respect and love to you. It doesn't matter if you agree or not.
No, I don't care if we agree or not either. I'm just trying to understand where you're coming from as you teach women to expand. Because the more I think you teach the women, the easier it is for men to meet those women. Because the women will have a greater understanding of the men. That's what I'm feeling. So I support your work.
And in the beginning, women will greater understand who she is. Because right now, if we ask a man or woman who you are, most of them answer, I'm person, I'm being, I'm that and this. But very rare when women say, I'm a woman. I'm a woman. My soul, if she can choose, she chooses to be a woman right now. And I'm here to make beauty, for make paradise on earth. And what is right now going on, it shows us that women are lost.
Women are lost because women are not acknowledging their womanness.
Yes, wisdom was lost most of the time because we learn everything. We just don't learn our sex or who we are. We don't learn how to live our life as a woman or as a man. We think we are same. A lot of teaching says that we are same. We are in most part same, but in some things we are opposite, and that we have to know and that we have to respect.
Right, that's what I'm trying to figure out here. You know, I know men and women are different, so I'm trying to understand what the big difference is. What
not different, it's opposite.
Complementary, but not opposite, like opposed. They complement each other.
Yeah.
Like the yin and the yang, not a black and white.
So it's a beautiful game, beautiful playfulness, and beautiful interactions with each other. We are happy, we are not bored, we just fun. We are just making company to each other, and we have to really enjoy it.
Do you find that's like true of everybody? So men and women are here, yes, to be each other's company. Do you believe in the one-on-one monogamous, or do you think every contact, every connection can be special?
Monogamy or polygamy? Well, that is a big question. I think. I think man, even if he loves women, he still enjoys other women. And
is that okay with women?
It depends on man, how much his will, how much he puts his will into saying that, okay, I have a lot of women, it's not for my eyes, but I choose this one and I want to create something with her deeply.
It seems like women want that. Women want to know that men are committed and connected to them. At least the women I know, they don't want a man, or maybe they do, who are easily distracted. I would say that they don't. They want to know their man, that they're the queen, and their man is committed. Is that true or is that not true?
I don't know about the queen. I have a problem to split women into queen or princesses or whatever.
Well, women would just say you want to feel special.
Not maybe about special. It's about the ability of loving and quantity of the energy is very strong. So if men don't give them enough time and enough deepness and enough, like, for example, if your house it's full of flowers, you don't mind that men get 3 flowers from that house and bring to someone else and say that, oh, darling, I just bring 3 flowers to our neighbor. And if your house is full of flowers, you say, yes, fine, I'm sorry, I didn't think about it myself. But if your house has only 3 flowers and men come and take the 3 flowers and bring it to someone else, I'm going to be upset.
So you're saying if a woman really knows she's loved, and if a man wants to spend her energy someplace else, it doesn't matter, bother you?
Well, it maybe matter to her, but it's not as much matter as what she creates is her man.
Is that true? Are you talking about yourself now?
Yes, I know.
Oh, okay. Okay, just getting clear, because I'm sure other women feel differently.
I mean, women always going to be curious about that, and always going to be jealous, but there is two different trees you can water. One tree is jealousy, or another tree is wisdom, and to understand that, okay, I'm jealous because I love that man, but I'm big enough with my love to embrace him with everything. I don't say that you have to, that woman have to cross all her boundaries and be hurt, but, you know, nature is nature, and if woman want to complain, she had to write directly to God why our nature is like that. Not bother her poor man. It's like that. We just all like enjoy.
So what else do women want? I'm just curious, from a woman's point of view, tell me. Because, there's millions of books about this, and you're shaking your head. What does that mean?
I don't know. It's such a big question to answer.
In your workshop, you talk about the true nature of women and how to make a woman happy, really. What does a man need to do to make a woman happy?
most of my workshop is what woman has to do to make men happy, so he's naturally will answer.
So your workshop's about what women have to do to make men happy?
Woman has to understand and how she has to be and which example she has to give by her presence.
So you're saying that the Sacred Woman workshop has everything to do with the men, has nothing to do with just the women themselves, separate from men?
I'm sorry.
No, you're saying your workshop's about how to make the man happy, which is great. I love a workshop like, but I thought you were giving a workshop for women to feel themselves in their body, separate from any identification.
Exactly, and to feel a woman's self in your body, it's to understand that our happiness is to give in, to love in. Doesn't matter. Anything doesn't matter. Just giving and loving.
Unconditionally to give and love.
This is how we grow. This is how we grow so big that we can just follow our dreams.
So you have to, the woman has to find a man that they can trust so they can be so unconditional, or does it not matter?
A woman has to trust herself, work on her qualities, understand her nature, and then man gonna find her.
The men will find her.
Yes, she shouldn't look to find her man. She should look and what she's happy with, how she should live her life, relax and peace and take care of her own nature, soul, and everything she does. And do it with love, do it with care. And then she not going to have any problem with men. With amazing man.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but you're talking, I understand what you're saying. You're sort of talking, I want to know more about the partnership together. You know, you're talking about men versus women. It's sort of like a, you know, men versus women. And it's like there's a togetherness both people want. Like a team, like a partnership, I guess. You know, the partnership. I mean, right?
Yes, it's true. And I, from my workshop, what I show the women is that we have much more ability to keep our partnership in shape because this is more in our body, in our nature, than in men nature.
It's true. I think women are the key to basically a good relationship. It's the woman that, yeah, and if a man is open to the woman,
if man is in love, then he opened to the woman. And how to see if man is in love and all that. There is a lot of teaching more.
Oh, tell me about that, because I want to know what I'm saying.
Well, there's a lot of fears in man that if he gonna half of the part of the man can adore woman and can want to jump in her and experience all the world of senses through her.
Mm-hmm.
And another part of man is scared. Scared of what? Scared of that there was a woman in his life already, his mother or whatever, who loved him so much that she kind of stopped him from realizing himself.
Mm-hmm.
And this fear is very strong.
So how does a woman help that?
We just have to continue to love and look in her man with loving eyes. So in that loving eyes, he will understand what he wants. And if man really in love with a woman, he's going to jump in that. He's going to jump in senses. He's gonna do what he has to do.
Do women test their man, you think, subconsciously? Testing them to see?
There is strength, yes. Test men how strong they are, yes.
How strong and committed they are.
Yes, there is.
So what do you say to them? Is that a game?
How strong and committed they are, how strong they are with the stress, how strong they are with support. Many tests. A lot of tests, consciously, yes.
Do you recommend women do that? Or you say, let's be transparent and be upfront with what's going on?
Well, I never recommend anything, actually. I'm just... Most of my work, it's more... It's not such a deep. It's more about how we behave and how can we change our behavior to bring our relations into deeper level. To test men subconsciously, it's just in our nature.
So your work is about how to bring relationships to a deeper level. And let's get a little bit into that in the time we have remaining. So you have two people that have been connected. How do they bring that relationship to a deeper level?
I'm sorry.
No, I want to know. People are connecting. They like each other. There's a bond. There's a commitment. How do they then go deeper with each other?
By taking care, by wanting it, by searching, by learning each other, by feeling each other, by being open, natural, and always, you know, always knock the doors to each other and say, what did I do wrong? What would you
do? Communication.
Communication, feeling, willing, and that's most.
So what, you know, I think it's great. So you're dealing with the mind of the woman, and you're encouraging women to, in a way, to commit to love first, even because the men may be more confused about it, right? You're in your workshop, you're saying to women, you have to do it first before you can expect the man to do it, right?
In my workshop, first I connect women to their own femininity and senses through sensorama, smell, and touch, and appreciation of each other, appreciation of each other, energy, each other, gifts, dance, art. So I turn women into her creativity part, into her shanti energy, and make her understand that there is another point of interact with men than what we know right now. And then women decide. Sometimes women understand that maybe relationship she's in, it's not really what she wants. So she thinks about something else. Or it's just about to bring truth, to bring yourself to your truth.
So you help women just begin with, get in touch with their truth about what they really want, and honest, to be being honest with their feelings.
And grow.
Grow in what way?
Deeper. Grow deeper.
How? No, tell me a little more about what you mean by that.
Just understand that there is, if there is something to live for, it should be dreams, it should be love, it should be happiness.
I like that. That's sweet. If there's something to live for, there should be dreams. Together.
What better can you say?
No, it's... I'm with you on that.
Thank you, I know.
But there's, I think, a union of mind, a union of being, of connection, togetherness that really makes relationships, well, magical and also... supportive, you know, when men and women could sync up and in a way become one mind, you know, without the differences.
It's forgotten each other.
Yeah, so, you know, women can see what women want and men can see what men want, but then the merging and the union is really what the relationship's about.
Merging and the union, what does it mean?
When two people suddenly lose themselves in each other, when they, you know, if I'm looking in your eyes, you're looking back, then suddenly I forget who I am and I forget who you are. And there's a oneness.
It's a good moment. Right, it's a good, it's amazing moment, but it's not very good to live your life like that. It's not very good when you are in your relationship and you're becoming shadow of your man or of your woman. It's good to see what I propose, a partnership relationship, when you are like X and Y.
You what?
Like X and Y graph. When man is X and woman is Y, you know, math.
Wait, X and Y?
Y graph, yes.
I don't know what that is.
It's mathematics. It's X and Y.
Oh, X and Y?
Probably.
You mean
sorry.
X? You mean X?
X and Y. So in the between X and Y, there is a space. Space and time to create and to put your energy. Like we start with some energy, but then we choose or we spend it or we grow it.
Mm-hmm.
And when we grow it and we have space and woman living her life and man has his life, then we have beautiful space to interact with each other. Even sometimes we are getting into our privacy and yes, there is. Or you can see that woman choosing to follow her man and becoming his shadow, and there is no space to create anymore. So it's difficult for me to explain it by this interview. I better do this paper in my workshop, but there is a big problem in relationship right now, that people are just too much getting into each other's life, and they're losing that mystic, they're losing that beauty.
Because they go automatic. They lose the mystical because they, like in your, you know, previous time where you were not happy, even though you thought you were.
Even if I was living my life, it was still not very honest to myself. But, yes, and this workshop as well, it helps people to support each other. Like when women come together, they create projects in the end, they support each other in different things, they just really, really show compassion to each other, and it really makes a difference when you are supported by people who really work on themselves, not just complain and being a victim.
Mm-hmm. I think it's exciting that you're helping women realize themselves and realize what may make them happy in a relationship without giving up themselves. A partnership is really what men want. Men want, you know, equality. They want what the woman has that they don't have, you know. What I want what I don't have. I want the awareness.
I don't have.
Exactly. But I'm saying I would like to, you know, to have the complement with what you said to what I am, you know, that aspect of myself, and give myself to someone who would complement them. So I agree mostly that we are here to complement each other.
Mm-hmm.
And take on different roles because our energies are different. You know, we're aware of different things. Our sensitivities are different. And it's not more or less. They're different. And they're here to support each other in partnership. I think that's what you're saying all along.
Yes, like one of the pattern of women when men invite her in restaurant or in museum, she patterns that she just invites her to be nice to her, But there is a thing that men experience senses through women. In this beautiful movie as Pretty Woman, when Richard Gere bring Julia Roberts into opera, and how was his eyes when he was looking at her crying and enjoying the opera. It was an amazing example of how men getting into beauty through woman eyes. And there is a lot of things women bring to men which is right now kind of suppressed.
Like what else is I like that. That makes sense. Thank you for that. What else do women bring to men that are suppressed?
Love. Women make men feel how much he needs love through sex.
By giving sex, by having sex, you're saying it's then experienced as love with that in that unconditional way, if a woman can be that way.
And also women should not only just give sex to men, but also her heart should beat and her eyes should express love and all her being, all her energy has to be loving. And that also just bring women into that that point when she's just pure light and love and give. So,
well, if a woman's like that, then the man wants to give to her and make her happy and give her pleasure. If a woman is in that surrendered state, then that's all a man wants to do is...
Of course, this is mostly we always have some other cases, but mostly of our nature is to be beautiful, to be good, to support each other. It's in our nature, it's just that we are all have so much disharmony right now.
No, not all of us have disharmony. Healthy, and we're healing that. And I don't look at the disharmony, it may exist, but I look at the harmony and try to move in that direction. And, you know, you can always find disharmony, but I think it's more evolutionary to find the harmony.
I can only say when women complain that her man is not masculine enough, that she has to better look at herself and see if she's feminine enough to give men this opportunity of being masculine.
So you're coaching women then to be more loving?
To take responsibility of your unhappiness.
I like that. I'm happy you're doing that.
And to understand that she can.
That she can be responsible for her happy. It's not up to the man to make her happy. Thank you.
Thank you.
No, I'm serious. I think that's important. And men do want to make women happy. They do. You know, and men want to be happy. We all want to be happy. So we're just trying to figure that all out. And if you can help some women be happier with themselves and to make their man happier, then great. Thank you for doing that work.
I do help women. I do help every sense of women. We did a lot of beautiful things in our groups of women. And really enjoyable and happy. And I continue that and really take care of happiness between men and women because I think it's the amazing things we can do.
Great. So you have a workshop coming up. Just tell people where it is and how to find you.
It's going to be 27th and 28th of September. 2 full days. There is a lot of things to experience and to learn from each other. It's going to be East Side.
Well, how do we find it? How do we... Is there a website? Is there an email?
There is a website, Sacred.
Sacred-woman.
What?
Dot.
Bibli.
how you spell Wibbly?
www.wibbly.com.
Okay, sacred-women.wibbly.com.
Thank you so much for telling me. Thank you for coming. Thank you for taking care of your life.
Well, thank you for helping women and helping men and helping the planet to be a more peaceful place. I know we're all evolving. I know your work is evolving. I know you're evolving. So as you evolve, we'll see how the work evolves.
Thank you.
I've been talking to Tatiana Lisette. Ukrainian in background. I know there's a little problem in your country. You want to just say anything about separate from everything you've been talking about, what's going on in Ukraine that you're worried about?
Well, right now I'm bringing my family out of my town because it doesn't look like it's going to be much better right now. And actually the part of everything I make right now, my workshops, it's going into help to my family and my friends. What I can do is just pray.
Does it look like Russia is going to invade Ukraine? Is that what they're afraid of?
I just know that we never know the real truth on politics, so I can't really make any comments right now, but it doesn't look like it's getting peace.
But what do the Ukrainian people want? I know it's a little off our subject, but I'm just curious. What do the Ukrainian people want their own country and say, Russia, leave us alone? Is that what they want?
I think after the Second War, after how many women lose their men, their sons, their husbands, their fathers, I think after the Second War, even doesn't pass enough time for people to want anything. Only thing they want, it's no war.
But do they want their own country, or do they don't want to, what the feeling I get is that they want Russia to leave them alone. Is that true?
I think they're so desperate about politicians in Ukraine already long time, so I don't think they even care much. The only thing they want is peace.
So who's making the problems in the Ukraine?
I don't know. I'm honest. I have no idea.
I think people don't want war anywhere, and it's just the politicians that, will send armies in and don't care. And
maybe aliens.
Maybe. What about them? Those are my people. What about them?
I don't know. I just don't know. I'm sorry. I would love to. Understand, but I hope I will soon.
I don't think there's any understanding, political motives for greed and power. I mean, that's one level. Anyway, I guess there's no real answer. Okay, just curious, because you're Ukrainian, and of course there's a huge situation in Ukraine, so.
Yeah, I want my people being fine. I want my friends being fine. I want my friends being fine. And I want my family being safe.
I mean, you're here in this country. People are living normal lives. They're walking around. In Ukraine, it's not like that because they're worried about, war.
Right now, you can't even much go out from your house in Ukraine.
What about working? How do people work?
They don't work.
How do they live? How do they buy food?
This is what I'm figuring out right now, how to make my parents to have food.
Wow, it's a very serious situation. And so they're looking to get out.
I'm looking to get out. They're strong. They're strong people.
But the whole country's like that? Does the whole country not working? Just where your family lives?
Just a part which is near Russia. For now, yes, you can't really do much.
Is that where you're from?
I'm from Donetsk, yes. It's the west part. I'm from east part.
The east part near Russia. I see. All right, well, I hope your family's okay. And, it's true. People just want to live. It's like, look how normal life is here, right? It's not, people don't understand that it's not that way in other parts of the world. We look outside, you know, people in stores, restaurants, and in these parts of the world, it's...
Yes, I left Ukraine when I was 15 and I moved to Moscow. And I lived 5 years in Moscow where it was much more opportunities than in Ukraine. So I always wanted to feel that I'm not suppressed by limitations of any culture or any... So I moved to a beautiful town and I was rocking there in my 18 till 22, then I moved to Europe. I see that we have freedom to choose. We just have to take responsibility for what we are doing. But some people, they don't have enough curiosity, they don't have enough courage. So they accept things, but I really don't know what happened with Ukraine, if it was naturally unhappy people who just disparate with politics, so it was made by, I have no idea who, for resources or territory, for what we fight, usually. It's something what we are experiencing already a long time in our planet, and we just have to be more conscious and try to not get into any judgments about that and try to just send positive vibration to each other so we are not into fight. Even start it from your own bedroom, from your own house, which energy we give to each other. We just have to work on that. We just have to work on our own example, everyone right now, more and more. It's very, very important to really commit to positivity and just it will happen.
So that's why you're so committed to peace and relationships in the world with each other, because it's so much a part of what you're seeking for your people and for yourself. And
my weak part in that living in the earth, it's more about animals. Mm-hmm. It's really touching me. I'm animal lover, and I'm doing this woman art circles, and I'm working a lot with fashion. And I really would like to work and give my life and to change understanding of people, of what they wear and how it affects them, how affects them pain of animals and pain of beings who just much more weak than we are in physical level, and that to get responsibilities into what we wear, what we do, and how we live, and what we... I'm not a vegetarian or something. Still trying to take care of balance and natural, like.
Thank you, Tatiana, for all the work you're doing, because it's so important, so sweet. And I think if it helps bring about peace to one person or a couple or a country, then it's good. So I've been talking to Tatiana Lissat, sacred-woman. Is there an email people can reach you at?
There is an email. TATIANALYSAK
at
owl.com.
owl.com. Thank you. This is Alan Steinfeld, and it's part of a series on relationships, sexuality, human potential. And thank you for listening tonight. If you want to reach me, go to my website, newrealities.com. You can email me at newrealities@earthlink.net. Thanks for listening.
Thank you to all the team, to do what you guys are doing. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the team out there. Thank you. Thank you.